जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
द फॉलोइंग इज अ लेक्चर बाय हिज होलीनेस गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज delivered on the occasion of ISKCON's 50th anniversary, delivered on 13th of July 2016 in Vancouver, Canada.
Gopi jana bala bhai Ivala dhari भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा।
टुडे आई यू नो इज अ वेरी हिस्टोरिकल डे। Why is it historical? Yes, this kind of incorporated maybe of 50 years ago today. So today we'll briefly discuss this topic, which is of the Bhagavatam words. And if you don't mind, I'll keep the class a little short, giving a bad story. Om Yajnanandasya Jnananjana Sadhya Shakshuru Nandiyam Asmashri Karupayamunam. So we spoke on Sunday about 15th anniversary. So at some point that I speak today, maybe another repetitive. But today the occasion to discuss that. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted the holy name would be chanted in any common village of the world. What did the Lord say? If you were the idea of the government, there was a prachara for the government. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Supreme Lord, made a prediction that had to come true. So our acharyas, the business of the Acharya is to carry out the order of the Lord. The Acharya doesn't concoct anything, but just repeats what the Lord and the previous Acharya have established. Thakur Bhakti Nama was a great Acharya. He described as the mercy incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Name. He described as the mercy incarnation of Rupa Goswami. Mercy incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, strictly for the teaching of Rupa Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for a Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali, in Orissa. And to his surprise, he could not find any copy in Bengali or Oriya, which made him very suspicious of the environment and the condition of the Vaishnava Siddhanta. And the original Siddhanta, as expounded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had fallen in the wrong hands. People who practiced Sahajan, and people who were ashamed and embarrassed to be called Vaishnavas. The morale and the character of the Vaishnava community was completely faded. So he took it upon himself a mission to re-establish the pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote nearly 100 books establish the study of English in Orissa, where he was working at the district magistrate. This was the highest position an Indian could hold in the British rule. And it was he who identified the real purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his mission was to spread our Chaitanya's teaching. And he wrote a book on the life of our Chaitanya. And he sent the universities around the world in 1896. Prabhupada dedicates his book, Teaching of our Chaitanya, to Thakur Bhaktivinoda. And Prabhupada in the dedication said, he sent his book on the life of Lord Chaitanya in the year of my appearance. 1896, who appeared? Prabhupada appeared on the planet. So, if no, that's a coincidence. But nothing is a coincidence, it's all about God's plan. Prabhupada Thakur Bhaktivinoda started international preaching of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, and Prabhupada appeared in that year to make an international preaching unsuccessful. It's very interesting that when I joined in Montreal, one of the universities that Thakur Bhaktivinoda in this book was to make a university in Montreal. And Montreal was the third Islam capital opened by Islam. Prabhupada first opened then San Francisco, and then Montreal. And there was a French Canadian devotee called Janardhan, who was doing his PhD at the group. And he joined. And he and I believe it was she was in the Benjamin Library. And we found in 1967 that book was still there. It must have been printed in very high quality paper. But a book a lot from 1896 to 1967. The paper has paper quality. And so it shows the power of book distribution. A book can be read for 67, 71 years. I don't know if it's still there, but the boy did it for 67. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to the Lord that please may send someone who can carry forward this movement. And in response to this prayer, Bhaktivinoda appeared. Bhaktivinoda's appearance was very auspicious. He appeared at his birth. He was immediately under the cord, wrapped around him by the Brahmin portrait. And those days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was serving as a magistrate in Jagannath Puri. So it's a custom, or at least it was a custom, that Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra car would stop in front of the magistrate's house. So Bhakti Siddhanta Devi's mother, Bhakti Siddhanta's mother, took the young baby, placed him at the feet of Lord Jagannath to get a lot of mercy. And they garland from the Lord fell on the baby. And Dr. Bhaktivinoda as an auspicious sign. And trained him up thoroughly in the Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda is described as the day of Vishnu. With a staunch brahmachari, he never sat with his back against the wall. And he never used a mirror in a minefield. fight the master of the river. And he never sat against the wall. He would never talk to a woman alone. Even if his sister would come to see him, he would have only a sit in the room. But Bhakti Siddhanti sent some of his sannyasi disciples to England and Germany. But unfortunately, they came back God knows what says. One of his sannyasi disciples who was preaching in England was approached by a lord. And some of you may know, in England they had a tradition of honoring important people with the title of Lord, and they become member of the House of Lords. There are two houses there, House of Commons and House of Lords. In honor of what we have to do, and they send that thing in the House of Commons. So one of them was going to England to study, and the Lord said, "Can you make me a Brahmin?"
Yeah.
dealing with the experience, it was rough in the beginning. Prabhupada had never traveled by sea. This is the first time he traveled by sea. And that too on a cargo ship. A cargo ship would be not as sophisticated as a luxury liner. But he agreed to go. Virtually everyone told him, including Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, you will die, you may die on the way. You may not come back alive. Prabhupada had never seen snow, never faced a real winter, before he had faced a North Indian winter, because he was living in Vrindavan, the city of the girls. And on the way, America, he had 200. In the first few days, he had vomited. He vomited on the ship. And he took with him the Chaitanya Chaitanya and Bengali, and he was reading as much as he could. Prabhupada was looked out on the ship. Very nice to goodbye. The captain of the ship, whose name was Captain Pandey, and his wife, Prabhupada was very impressed by his wife, because his wife was very intelligent, and she was a palmist. So she saw Prabhupada's palm on the ship, and she said, "You're going to have a little difficulty once the oil comes out of the ship. The mission would be successful." And when Prabhupada was his own child, and his soldier had predicted, after the age of 70, this individual was a boy Prabhupada and established worldwide movement. And talking about the Lord had predicted, soon a Maharati will appear. Maharati means a Babu general. Appear, will take Lord Chaitanya's teaching to the western country. The Prabhupada sailed on the Dalmata. He had 200 attacks on the 13th day. When on the 14th day, the Lord appeared in a dream and assured him that his mission would be successful. And finally, the Lord arrived Prabhupada always called the material world a terrible place. He always said, material world is no place for a gentleman or a gentlewoman. Is it a terrible place? I don't know.
Yes.
It's an enjoyable place. Within any hospital, I see people suffer. Many will know how enjoyable the material world is. And then you may argue, but that's he, she, not me. But we are seeing, we have to be curious more. And even Prabhupada said, don't think that all these will not affect you. Most of the population here is covered by the material world of ignorant depression. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. And then there's no taste for the transcendental message of all my spirit. I do not know they will be able to understand this. But I know you cause this mercy because they make everything possible. You are the most expert mystic. The Prabhupada is acknowledging that the material world take my name. qualities will go away. So if you look at the history of our Vaishnavacharya, and you penetrate into looking at the biodata, you won't find any information. Because many of our acharyas considered themselves so insignificant, they didn't leave anything behind. They didn't want to be recognized. Oh, you are so superior. Sorry. The Prabhupada said, I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge. That is the nature of a devotee. You think that there is no devotion, no knowledge. But I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. That is, Prabhupada has strong faith. The holy name is all powerful. Krishna, Kali Kale, Nanda Krishna. I am designated as Bhakti Vedanta. And now if you like, you can fulfill the real purpose of Bhakti Vedanta. The Prabhupada was given the title of Bhakti Vedanta by the Gaudiya Society. Prabhupada was a great, Prabhupada was a powerful writer. So he was regularly writing articles and publishing the So in recognition of Prabhupada's contribution as a writer, he was given the title of Bhaktivedanta. It means a scholar in the science of Bhakti. So Prabhupada says, I have no knowledge, no qualification, but you have blessed me with the title of Bhaktivedanta. So empower me to live up to my name. Prabhupada had arrived in New York in 1963. Boston was 17th September. 19th September was New York. And then as soon as he arrived in New York, the first thing he did was book his seat to go back to India. Prabhupada went to America and asked him, who is Seema? As soon as he landed in New York, he was met by one Mr. Joseph of the Senior Navigation Company. He booked a seat to go back to India. Prabhupada only came with a 3-month mission in mind. And then he went to Spain on Sunday. And we went to Batra, Pennsylvania, where he was hosted by the Agrawal, who had sponsored him. They needed their house. And Prabhupada was staying with them. And Mrs. Sally Agarwal, the hostess, she would say, you don't mind the meat? Doesn't matter, no matter, that doesn't matter, it's okay. Prabhupada was struggling to establish his mission. Establish a movement. And then how Prabhupada gave a press conference in Batra, and the local newspaper, the Batra Eagle, published a picture of Prabhupada holding the first chant of Bhagavatam and presenting Prabhupada as a Vedic scholar who's come from India. And this article was read by an American professor who was a professor of philosophy at the Slippery Rock. Who heard of such a name? Slippery Rock College. That means technically a rock where you stand and it slips. But in Pradhanda Prabhupada's first lecture to an American audience, when Prabhupada spent nearly 1 month in Batra, Pennsylvania, first in Mrs. Agarwal's home, then seeing the YMCA. And Prabhupada was very impressed by the questions and the interest shown by the American students. And Prabhupada then said, "Now I must go to New York!" Because even before going to the West, Prabhupada was dreaming, "I have a center in New York. I have arrived in New York." He was in India, struggling to make ends meet. But he was already visiting and preaching in New York. Those days, because India was under the British rule, a lot of Indians would first go to England. Prabhupada said, "I did not want to go to England. I wanted to go to America." And he would meditate, "How should I go to America? Why at Tokyo? Why at Europe? Which rule would be cheaper?" Prabhupada had a letter from one Dr. Mishra, who was an impersonalist yoga teacher, who had a very big ashram in New York and a big following. Prabhupada, anybody who was also very sick, so Prabhupada, he stayed in Dr. Mishra's ashram sometime. Well, he was sick. Prabhupada was also a very good cook. He would cook for him. And because of Prabhupada's cooking, Mishra's body became healthy. So that would be great. But then Mishra saw that his students were getting too attracted to Prabhupada. They liked Prabhupada's kirtan. They liked Prabhupada's philosophy. So finally, he had to tell Prabhupada in kind words, "Please be my ashram." Earlier, Prabhupada was in an ashram in Delhi, in the Goryama, and they also found Prabhupada to be too smart. They told him to leave. So Prabhupada then went to the Bowery. As some of you may know, Bowery is famous for. Here was the what?
Bombs
and bunkers. And it was for us sometimes. People call bombs and bunkers. Prabhupada was living in a lot of a drug addict. And in the morning of the night, the drug addict was intoxicated. He came to attack Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had to leave and play. So, Prabhupada determined to establish Krishna consciousness. And he started going to Tamil Sacred Park to do kirtan. And gradually, first 10 months of Prabhupada in America were again a great struggle. But then, Krishna sent him some sincere disciple who later on became Ravananda, Ajitananda, Kirtananda, Satsuru. He sent him something sincere soul. And then Prabhupada started teaching. And then Prabhupada thought, when Prabhupada had very good legal experience. The Prabhupada was sitting now in the traditional society. When Prabhupada went to New York, one day he was sitting on a bench. The next day on the bench was a bus conductor. So the bus conductor asked Prabhupada, "Swami, what are you doing in America?" Prabhupada said, "I have temples, I have devotees, the only time is separating them." Prabhupada said, "The temples are there, the devotees are there, the only time is separating them." So Prabhupada then went to the storefront, which at one time was called
Value in life and achieve real unity and peace.
intelligent Prabhupada, how he crafted the language of these seven purposes, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his 8 verses of the Shastra, he has mostly revealed the entire message of the Vedas. The Vedas are so elaborate. You need to read every day. By the time you die, you want to get to read a small portion. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in 8 verses, he summarized everything on the Vedas. The Prabhupada, in the 7 purposes, he wished he covered all angles of preaching. So what did he say here? To systematically propagate spiritual knowledge and to educate all people over the importance of spiritual life. That's what we are doing. Educating people over the importance of spiritual life. And take the imbalance of values in life. People's values of life. Some people value material life as important. When you preach spiritual life, spiritual life is more important. 2. To propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, it is said, "The Lord Chaitanya told the Chaitanya Haridas, 'Go ashram and preach,' he said. Before then, Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Guru Krishna Siksha. The Guru Krishna Siksha, please follow Krishna's teaching as revealed in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita." So, Prabhupada said, to propagate consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed, Prabhupada gave us the message of the Bhagavatam Gita. And he insisted, in every temple of Islam, there must be a Bhagavatam class in the morning and in the evening, Gita class. Prabhupada said, morning you go to Bhagavatam class, evening go to Gita class, and the day can serve for Gita. And Prabhupada called this the devotional sandwich. You know what a sandwich is? You have bread on two sides and cheese in the middle. The Prabhupada was the Bhagavad in the morning, eat a glass in the evening, and serve it for daytime. And this is a devotional sandwich. And this is a devotional sandwich. You see, but this is to bring the members of society together with each other. Nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the identity of the members, and in man be alive, that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Krishna. The Prabhupada said, what are the goals of a society is to bring everyone closer to Krishna, the prime entity, the Supreme Lord is the prime entity, and to make everyone realize we are part and parcel of Krishna. Next. To reach and encourage the Sankirtan movement, congregation of chanting the holy name of God as revealed in the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, one of the purposes of the society is to establish the Sankirtan movement. Congregation of chanting the holy name. Congregation chanting the holy name is so auspicious that even somebody doesn't understand it. When you go on Harinam, it's not that everybody understands what you're doing. Some people come and joke. Some people sarcastically say, "I am." And say, "Look at how crazy Krishna is. They're creating a headache for us." It doesn't matter. They're hearing the holy name. When you go on Sankirtan, not only do the human beings benefit, but even the trees and the plants, they benefit. That is the power of the holy name. So we should regularly have Harinam. I believe there's a Harinam tonight.
We have heard on her every day.
I know. It's coming to that.
By the mercy of Mother Ishwar Jaya.
So yeah, yes. She?
Unable.
She's here. She's gone to work.
Okay.
So please bless her.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And you also, Maharaj. Please bless her.
The salvation and cross are very important. Theoretical. In fact, sometimes the people say in America, well, Hare Krishna, we just did nothing on before it will be. Theoretical, the members of the society allowed a holy phase, a transcendental pastime dedicated to the personality of Krishna. Everything Prabhupada has, every purpose is revolved around Krishna. Prabhupada says here, to wait for the members of the society of life, a holy place, the Prabhupada's father. So Prabhupada in the dhams established his temple in the Vrindavan, in Mayapur. Because Prabhupada knew that he would come and tell the devotees to come to the dham. Now, for example, in Mayapur, at Gorpurnima time, they have four or five Harinam parties. One is the international party, English speaking. One is Hindi speaking. The Bengali party. One party is only for the Russians. And very soon, the Chinese party is going to start also. So, and the only restriction is there's no space. It's completely full. At festival time, there were 12,000 devotees. So Prabhupada knew that a day will come when devotees will be sent in the whole world from the Mayapur. We could have more accommodation in Mayapur, but the government regulations are so complicated that we can't expand an individual. Then, F. To bring the members closer together for the purpose of reaching a simpler, more natural way of life. Prabhupada often said, simple living, high thinking. We should live simply. Think high. Think, I should not raise a minute. Think, oh, I'm going to serve the Lord. That's the thought of simple living and high thinking. And what is the material philosophy? High living.
Simple thinking.
And simple thinking. Men more of senior. You must show that you're a rich man. High living. In American English, they say, living up with the illnesses. Which technically means if my neighbor has three-room flat, I should buy a five-room flat. If my neighbor drives a Nissan, I should drive a Porsche or Audi. You know, and if he has an Audi, I should have a Mercedes. If he has a Mercedes, I should have a Bentley. That these are the motives of the God in the world. Okay. The Prabhupada said, to bring the members together for the purpose of reaching, teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. So our philosophy is simplism and high thinking. Last, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So, with a view to achieve the first six objectives, we should print and distribute books. That's the life of the soul. Because in these books, people are encouraged to understand and lead a natural, simple life. In these books, and encouraged to understand Krishna is supreme. So, Prabhupada registered ISKCON Prabhupada raised his phone on this day. So today is a very auspicious day, and the whole year of 2016 is dedicated to the special year. Devotees around the world have taken on a special agenda to achieve, goals to achieve, and one more goal being meaningful distribution. So I think you have to have the world also. You're working on a plan to utilize the whole property very well. I suggest the property better. It's a very ambitious plan. We're trying, let's see. So to be the golden jubilee of this God, we should dedicate ourselves to Prabhupada's teachings. We should acknowledge that, as I often tell people, we are children of a billionaire father. You know, Prabhupada worked hard and left a wonderful society. The first temple was opened in 1965, and today there are about 650 Tantric Swami temples around the world. Besides the 650 temples, there are many Namaha centers in Bhaktivinoda, like in China, Middle East. We can't obviously have a temple. In China, they have two temples. We're keeping it small. So now we have about 650 temples. Many of the books have been distributed. Prabhupada books have been translated in more than 80 languages or so. And we should dedicate ourselves to the seven purposes of this God that Prabhupada has listed, the mysteries of Krishna consciousness. Time and time made for no one. The trouble is nothing but a praise of Krishna. So please be serious about Krishna consciousness. I see our devotees, they're not so serious. They seem to think, very poor brothers, but you don't rush to go back to God. So we should be serious about going back to God. And the Lord wants us to be mindful of going, but at least purify ourselves so that we can expand our preaching and push the movement forward. So please take Krishna consciousness seriously and give it to everyone else. So they can also become happy. Prabhupada said, the holy name is the wisdom, Sushi Pumakaya. The holy name is all pure, it's not all pure. And Sushi Pumakaya has been performed. One of his devotional servants does it happily. And in the gospel, you can never get tired. You can never think you've done enough. We should always be thinking, I have done nothing. Whenever we would give credit to Prabhupada for having done so much, we would say, I have done nothing. I just followed my guru and this is our state. So we should well have the mood of humility and determination to push it forward. Hare Krishna. Any questions? No questions? No questions?
Maharaj, if you can explain how Prabhupada, after establishing this and small kids and how he managed finances to pay the rent and everything.
Oh, after this first month?
Yeah, first month is after the meeting now, so.
Well, I imagine people donated the money.
I thought people came.
When Prabhupada took the place, once Prabhupada all this time and he never looked back. It's not that the Prabhupada ever opened it and was in it. He never looked back. The woman went on expanding. And then on the challenging temple there in Canada and America, Prabhupada said, three disciple couples, one woman and his wife, Gurudas and his wife, and Shambhala and his wife, to England. Prabhupada became the Prabhupada in Montreal at that time, became the Montreal to take pain from Prabhupada. And when they went to England, they were very good preachers. They met the Beatles. And that time the Beatles were like demigods, very powerful. And they met the Beatles. And Beatles got interested in John Lennon and George Lennon and the Christian movement. George Lennon started chanting, and then the devotees were preaching so nicely that George Lennon said, I'm the loser at all. And then they had a recording company called Apple. Here is Apple, the lunar copy that came from. So an Apple record produced a disc for the
LP.
Long thing.
75
LP.
45.
45.
45. They produced a record. And the Hare Krishna mantra went number one in the European charts. If you go to a big head, this Govinda is the most part of that. If you go to a big head, then the Hare Krishna chart spread more and more. And then Prabhupada went to India. And then ultimately in 1931, then Prabhupada went to Soviet Union and planted the seed of Krishna consciousness. Why do we say we are sons of the Divine Father? We are propagated in the world wide. Give us everything. We have temples all over the world. We have proper books in every language. We have the CDs. We have all the instructions. Prabhupada has created everything. He only made everything. He only made a structure for the whole world. All we have to do is all the structure. That's all. We don't have to start from scratch. Prabhupada had to start from scratch. It was a one-man army, one man translating books, getting books printed, distributing books, collecting money for the books. We get everything ready made. All we have to do is make it. Okay? Thank you. Yes?
How do we gain the determination to make the effort like that is displayed by Srila Prabhupada and yourself?
Determination doesn't come without practice. Just like they say, practice makes a man perfect. So, as you practice more of service, you get more determined. Okay, but let's stop the voice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.